You must master your communication with yourself. Contrast him, for example, to a friend of mine who got shot down in Vietnam. His name is Jerry Coffey. He wrote a book a few years ago. I've known Jerry for about 10 years. Jerry was shot down. He's one of those Top Gun guys. Two of his guys shot down with him. He gets locked up for 7 years, beat every day, tied with shackles in a cell that is not much wider than my body and 6 feet long. That's the width. With nothing to take care of his necessities except a little hole in the ground and a metal pan with some water in it. Beat on a regular basis, abused on a regular basis, isolated, 7 years. Now what's interesting is Jerry came out of that and said, that's the most powerful experience of his life. He wouldn't trade those 7 years for anything else that could happen to him. You go, the guy's on drugs. No, what he did was become a master of his own communication with himself. Because here's what's interesting. What happened is every day he realized when he first got locked up, he said, you know what, I might be here a while. And he thought for himself, okay, what does this mean? He said, you know what, if I say this means my life's over, then it is. If I say, why'd you do this to me, God? He said, then I'm just gonna be, you know, living here in pain. So he said, okay, how can I use this? And that was his question. And by the way you change your communication with yourself is you ask a better quality of question. Questions shape our entire thinking process. In fact, thinking is nothing but the process of asking and answering questions. And the problem is most of us are asking questions of ourselves on a regular basis, but they're unconscious. We don't even notice it. We say things like, how come I always screw this up? We ask that a lot. Well, maybe you don't screw it up, but ask and you shall what? Ask a lousy question, what do you get? So if you say, why do I always screw this up? You don't, but your brain's gonna come up with the answer. It's just because you're a schmuck, right? Ask a lousy question, get a lousy answer. So someone says, how come I can never lose weight? Because you're a pig. I mean, that's what your brain will tell you. You ask a lousy question. If you say, how do I lose weight? It says, go on a diet. But then you go, oh, I hate that. Diet equals pain, so I don't wanna do that. But if you say, how can I lose weight now and enjoy the process? Wow, new question, new answer. You might say, wow, I might like to go horseback riding. Maybe I learn to play polo or do something fun. Wow, in the midst of doing that, I don't even think about losing weight, but I will. If you want a better answer, you gotta ask a better question. And most of us have habitual questions that we don't even realize we ask that control our whole thinking. So instead of saying, why did you do this to me, God? He said, how can I use this? Good question. By asking that question, he got some new answers. And what he decided to do was to control his communication with himself. And so each day, he asked himself new questions. And the questions were, okay, let's pick a day out of my life. And he relived all the days of his life. He literally think the entire day through and see what he could learn from each experience of his past life. Because there was nothing to stimulate him there. Each day, he physically stimulated himself. Did hundreds of push-ups and sit-ups, even though he was getting on bread and water most of the time. He came out of this thing stronger mentally, emotionally, spiritually. He said he came out closer to God than any other time in his life. He said there's no one else to talk to. So he had to create that. But what's interesting is he was shot down with two other people. One guy committed suicide in the prison. The other guy is still to this day in a psychotic ward here in the United States, a couple decades later. Now, what's the difference between my friend and his friends? Only one thing. The way he, with who? That's it. I don't know, it doesn't sound very sexy, but it's your whole life. And so maybe it's time to take control of it. And the way you take control of it, number one, is asking better questions. And number two, is starting to develop incantations that empower you versus those that destroy the quality of your life. Because that's what people do. I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe this happened to me. Why does this always happen to me? And they incant negative phrases and negative questions until literally that person is immobilized or overwhelmed with negative emotion. You must ask those that empower you. And that's what he did, and that's why his life really works. So, the quality of your life is the quality of your communication. And by the way, communication is not just words. Most people think of communication as words. But think of it this way. Words, research shows that when two people meet and they're communicating, what actually influences another person to change the way they feel, to actually do something different? What affects them the most is usually not words. There's a few words that do it, but most words don't do that. In fact, last study was done at USC, and they found that words in human communication represented only 7% of what actually influenced someone to change how they felt about something. Words are only 7%. Now, most business people, most negotiators, most salespeople, most marketers spend an inordinate amount of time trying to figure out what to say and how to say it so they can get someone to respond. And while words do play a role, they're 7%, they're the smallest role in actually influencing someone to change the way they think and feel and do. So what affects us more than words is voice qualities, or voice cues as we call it. So when you think of communication, don't just think of words, think of voice cues. Because voice qualities represent 38% of what actually influences someone to change how they feel. Now, what's a voice quality? Well, tonality is an obvious one. Timbre, the quality of the sound. Volume, tempo, the particular pattern someone begins to speak radically affects the way we feel, doesn't it? If someone says, I love you, it feels different than if they say, I love you. I really love you. Different feeling, different experience, just by tonality. That's all it takes. Now, what affects us even more than voice qualities, though, is physiology. And again, remember, physiology is a fancy word for how you use your physical body. Physiology represents 55% of what actually influences how we think, how we feel in the moment when someone's communicating to us. So this is true of other people as well as ourselves. So what's physiology? It's facial expressions. It's muscular tension or relaxation. It's the way you gesture. All of these things influence us much more than just words. If somebody looks at you like this and they say, I love you. This gives you, even if the voice sounds okay, gives you a little different feedback than I love you.